Canadian Way. Oh, yeah. You're listening to the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, Cable 102, and, of course, on the internet at CITR.ca in both streaming audio format and, of course, podcasts. CITR, dragging the Canadian Way, kicking and screaming into the 21st century. My name is Spike. Before I get started on today's program, I want to thank Jonathan B. for filling in last week on the program. He did an awesome job. I got a chance to listen to the podcast, and Jonathan is welcome back at any ding-dang time that he wants to come back to fill in for the Canadian Way, or, of course, to be a guest or co-host. And I hope you enjoyed his program, as he had an excellent lineup of music for you that week. Speaking of lineups of music this week, we have a good schwack of music, including some debuts from Linda McRae and her brand new CD, Carve It to the Heart. Jim Bryson, going to follow Jim Bryson up with some Joe Barber, as the two of them just recently played as part of the CBC Radio 3 traveling concert series. As well, we have new content from Two to Fours, Ashley Park, The Nine Circa, Laura Peake and the Winning Hearts, Kids on TV, Dog Day, brand new Pepper Sands, brand new Donovan Woods, brand new People for Audio, as well as some other surprises, including the brand new release from They Shoot Horses, Don't They? But first, if you want to make a request, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, or you can email me here at The Canadian Way via email, thecanadianway@popstar.com, and of course you can communicate with me through my MySpace page. The Canadian Way's MySpace page is myspace.com/CanadianWay, and you can send requests off through that website as well. Hey, tonight, in case you're not aware of it, the hockey playoffs are going on. And we got a couple great games tonight with the Ottawa Senators taking on the hated New Jersey Devils. And, of course, the Vancouver Giants play their fourth game in their series tonight at the Pacific Coliseum. In honor of that, we're going to play some Hanson Brothers from the Johnny Hanson Presents Puck Rock Volume 1 compilation. We're going to start off this program with the Hanson Brothers singing Hockey Night Tonight here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Connection doesn't matter. You're gonna exercise your battles. It's hockey night tonight. Hey, ho, I gotta go. I got the tickets and we're going to the game tonight. Hey, ho, I gotta go. I got the tickets and we're going into overtime. Don't want no instant replay. Don't care what the team
I'm gonna make a point. I'm gonna turn to you. Gonna take a point from you. In time. One day I'm gonna get the nerve and ask you for your number. You just give me a number.
Hey, you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Having the slight technical difficulties there, but hopefully it's not subtracting from your listening pleasure, as we got lots of great Canadian independent music lined up for you on today's program. What you just heard was a debut here on The Canadian Way, what we like to call a Canadian Way debut. Don't worry, the splitter is going to come soon, because this is ugly having to listen to me say debut. Anyways, from Vancouver's very own Pride and Joy, they shoot horses, don't they? From their brand new CD, which is their second on the Kill Rock Stars label. This one's called Pickup Sticks. And the name of the track that we heard from that one was called One Last Final Push, which is actually the album's opening track. And if that's any indication as to what the rest of the album is like, it's one kick-ass little piece of CD goodness. Oh, by the way, They Shoot Horses' new CD will be hitting the streets in early June, so keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. And you'll definitely be hearing more tracks from that CD here on the Canadian Way in the very near future. And of course, They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Features CITR's very own Chris Horrific from the Chris Horrific radio program. Before They Shoot Horses, Don't They? We heard something from a couple old somethings from a great little hockey compilation that came out in 1994. On a label that actually doesn't exist as far as I know anymore. The name of the CD is called Johnny Hansen Presents Puck Rock Volume 1, and it came out originally on No Means No's label, Wrong Records, which I think, like I said, is no longer. It went the way of the dodo, actually, pretty soon after this release. At which point, of course, No Means No signed on Alternative Tentacles, so you pretty much know where the rest of that story went as, well, we won't get into it. It ended up opening a big old can of worms, and now they're no longer on Alternative Tentacles. But from DOA, from the Johnny Hansen Presents Puck Rock Volume 1 CD, we heard a track that originally appeared on their 1989 LP, Loggerheads. It's called Overtime, and it was the one song that was actually written by the late Ken Jansen, former drummer of DOA, who, of course, died in that horrible fire back in the mid-90s. And, yeah, it was unfortunately the only song that he penned as a member of DOA that actually made it onto a release. Of course, no Ken from other such projects, as most notably Red Tide, where he was the drummer slash singer slash co-songwriter, and some nice chunks of musical goodness from Ken Jansen there as well. But that is the one classic that Ken penned up for DOA, and DOA fandom is all the much better for it because it's one of their all-time great songs. And before that, also from the Johnny Hansen Presents Puck Rock Volume 1 compilation, we heard from former Victoria band, now based out of Vancouver, the Hansen Brothers, everybody's hockey-playing, punk-playing hooligans, with their track, which is actually the opening track of the Johnny Hansen Presents Puck Rock Volume 1 compilation called Hockey Night Tonight. And, of course, we're playing that in honor of the fact that we're in the throes of hockey playoff season here, and there's, well, quite frankly, not going to be much more opportunity to play hockey-themed music here on the Canadian Way, so we might as well get it in while we can. Be sure and tune in on Shaw Cable 4 at 7 o'clock. Of course, put it on mute because you want to keep listening to the program. We go until 7:30, but at 7 o'clock on Shaw is Game 4 of the Vancouver Giants Medicine Hat Tigers series, which is looking to shape up to pretty much be a all-out rock'em sock'em Game 7, 7-game affair. So tune in for that. That should be an interesting one. The Giants currently lead 2-1. And it should hopefully be 3-1 after tonight. Boy, they've sure found their legs again after having a horrible game one. Also playing tonight as well is the Ottawa Senators playing... I incorrectly said the Devils earlier. They are playing the Buffalo Sabres. And, of course, the Sabres looking mighty hard to beat this season. They got their... Well, they got everything clicking, but in particular, they got their power play and penalty kill clicking. And when you're playing against a team that's got it going like that, it's really hard to... Well, to match it up. And the Sens have been pretty good up to the task so far as they served game one on a platter to the Sabres. And the Sabres looked like they were trying, too. So should be a good series as well. So be sure and tune into that on CBC. So there you go. Hockey night tonight. Pretty self-explanatory, isn't it? You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. It's about 6:15. We got lots more music to get to. We're going to be starting off this set of music with something from a band who opened up for Jarvis Cocker on May 5th at the Commodore Ballroom. Yes, we're talking about The Choir Practice, featuring another CITR host, Scott T. And from their CD, which is self-titled on Mint Records, we're going to be listening to the track called Failsafe here on The Canadian Way.
Find a way out. Tell my heart that I not that I don't love you, my dear.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
He watches on the mandrake snake. The older luminaries rest their cage. Their attention on the western kids, with all their riches and their welcome with. And they'll say, God, it's a lonely world, but that's all right. It's okay. Easily afraid. I know it's the only world past the heart of space.
Just like the day before. Every day seems just like the day before. Then please, just like the day before, I'll plead, just like the day before.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. If you want to hear podcasts of this program, you can go to the website citr.ca/podcasts, and it will send you directly to the directory for the CITR podcast playlist, which of course lists all the different shows that podcast here on CITR, which is basically most of us. And, of course, you want to find in the eclectic section the Canadian Way. I'm canvassing to hopefully get a Canadian section for the Canadian Way, so that's easier for people to find, as people seem to like the podcast. So that's all good. We just heard a sort of a folky kind of set of music there, and we ended it off with a pair of artists who played Day Before Yesterday as part of the CBC Radio 3 tour over at the Media Club. We're talking about Jill Barber, who we heard to end off that set with, from her brand new CD, which can be found on the Baudelaire music label, co-released by Dependent Music. Jill Barber, of course, is from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and of course is the sister of Matthew Barber. Those of you folks that are into the East Coast scene and know the Haligonian singer-songwriters, you'll be familiar with Matthew's work. Of course, Matthew having played in many East Coast sort of 90s era grunge bands as well, including the Super Friends. From Jill Barber's brand new CD, For All Time, we heard the track called Don't Go Easy. And of course, playing alongside Jill Barber is Ottawa's Jim Bryson. And from his brand new CD, which is co-released by Kelp Records and Saved by Final, so an Ottawa sort of Calgary kind of connection with that CD. Name of the CD is called Where the Bungalows Roam. And we heard the track called If by the Bridge. And of course, the CBC Radio 3 tour with Jill Barber and Jim Bryson is continuing across country. It's going into its final days. They will be playing tonight, Friday, May 11th, at the Royal Canadian Legion in Clayoquot, the Clayoquot branch over in Tofino, BC. So if you happen to be over on the island, the Mid-Island specifically, as it is a bit of a jaunt over to Tofino from the next closest town, which of course would be like Qualicum Beach, Port McNeil. Anyways, it's a ways in there. So if you happen to be in the Mid-Island, go on off to Tofino and check out what's going on tonight at the Royal Canadian Legion there, because it should be a really nice venue for them to perform in. That's right on the water, and it's all wood and old and weather-beaten and pretty much what you'd expect to see that kind of music in. So check that out. That's happening tonight in Tofino. Before Jim Bryson and Jill Barber, we heard from a Vancouver artist who we haven't heard of for a while. And of course, he at one time in the mid to late 90s was quite a prolific releaser of music with his original product, Saturn Head, which he did alongside Mark D'Souza and some other not so well-known folks from the local scene. But then he went out on his own, started doing the solo stuff under the name Ashley Park. And now we have a third Ashley Park release coming off of the Darling Music label. We heard from the album Nobody Broke Your Heart the track called The Race. And before Ashley Park, we heard from another Vancouverite on a folky tip who used to perform with a band that goes by the name of Spirit of the West, and then she left them, and her life's been so much more fun and so much better since, at least according to her. From Linda McCrae's brand new CD, which is like her umpteen millionth solo release. Man, is she ever a prolific singer and songwriter. New CD is called Carve It to the Heart and can be found on the Black Hen Music label out of Victoria. And the name of the track that we heard from Linda McCrae was called Really and Truly. And way back then, we got sort of the a cappella treatment from a very large group who were fortunate enough to open for former Pulp frontman Jarvis Cocker on May 5th, last Friday, when he opened when he played at the Commodore Ballroom. Of course, opening for him was the choir practice. And of course, if you happen to be a MySpace friend of theirs or anything, you would probably canvass to help vote them on to the bill with Jarvis. And they were resoundingly the favorite of all the local voters to get onto that bill with Jarvis Cocker. And apparently they brought down the place, and Jarvis really liked them as well. So that bodes very well for them. And apparently word has it that he wants to play with them again. So good on the choir practice for taking down the house from their brand new CD, which is their debut on the Mint Records label. Heck, it's their debut altogether. From the choir practice's self-titled release, we heard the track called Fail Safe. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We'll be back in a moment with more music from Tour de Force, The Nine, Circa, and People for Audio after these messages.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will, so why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We're going to be getting to some music from Tour de Force out of Montreal, as well as People for Audio. Brand new stuff from Ali Dukes, and as well the Nine Circa. But first, something from a Vancouver duet who will, hopefully at least one of them, will be making it here to the Canadian Way Studios. Not next week, but the week after that. That would be Friday, the 25th of May. In all likelihood, Maya from the Pack will be showing up to chit-chat on the show, talk about the brand new release, play some music, etc. And in anticipation of that, we're going to play something from the brand new CD Tintype, which is absolutely on fire here on CITR after just concluding being the number one single for the month of April. So congratulations for that. From Tintype, we're going to be listening to the track called This Terror to start off this set of music here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. We'll be right back.
My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Here comes Vancouver with that so cool in its eyes. Beer clad and critics saying nothing's no surprise. But I kind of like that, if it's okay with you. I kind of like that, if it's okay with you. He was talking and he asked about good times. He said the music's getting too cold and I think he's right. But I kind of like that, it is okay with you. Oh, 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 I kind of like that, if it's okay with you. And we could try pleasing everyone, but we would never get it done before we die. And if you die, don't worry about your clothes, 'cause everybody knows what's best in life is free, and your clothes look best on me. Okay with you.
yes, the Canadian way, folks. It's the only way. Here on CITR FM 101.9 with yours truly, Spike, your host, for the next 45 minutes. We're about halfway through the program here. Just a little less than 45 minutes until we hand it on over to African Rhythms with David Love Jones, so stay tuned for that. First of all, I'm going to let you know that you just heard music from the Nine Circa, who I believe are doing a CD release show quite quickly for this CD, which is basically out next week and can be found on the Comfort Spine Records label. From the Nine Circa's new CD, Sleeves and Wigs, we heard the track called Here Comes Vancouver. You ain't kidding. Wow, Vancouver artists have been very prolific this last half year or so. We've been inundated here at CITR with tons of solid releases from local bands. And there's another one right there from the Nine Circa. So, boy, we're excited about that one. Before that, from Montreal, Quebec, we heard a band that sort of crosses the line between noise experimentation and pop and electronica. So finding sort of repeating patterns and weird glitches to normal sounds and then manipulating them into beats and stuff. The band is called People for Audio from Montreal, and from their brand new CD called The New Ancients, which can be found on the Storyboard record label out of Montreal, Quebec, we heard the track called Thanks for Asking. And before that, another local group from Vancouver called Tour de Fours from their brand new CD Atlantis, which can be found on the Totally Square Records label. We heard the title track from that one. And to start it off, we heard something from The Pack and their brand new Red Hot CD, Getting the Hell Spun Out of It here at CITR. CD's called Tintype and can be found on the 13MC Music label. We heard the track called This Terror from The Pack, and we should likely have 100% confirmation on this before too long, but it has been agreed upon between Maya of The Pack and myself that Maya will be on the program in 2 weeks' time on May 25th to talk about the band, play some of her favorite music, play some of her favorite music from her band The Pack, etc., etc. So tune in Friday, May 25th, for Maya from The Pack coming into the Canadian Way. Should be a blast. Looking forward to it. Anyways, you are listening to the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We got to do the concert listings for tonight here in Vancouver before we get to a brand new song from Vancouver via Yukon's Pepper Sands. Their brand new CD is out, and it's called Forest Strays. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first of all, happening tonight at the clubs, Friday, May 11th, we have Lowdown Dirty Productions presenting Bughouse 5 and Orchid Highway at the Anza Club. We always like the Anza Club, don't we, kids? No minors for that one. $10 at the door. Doors are at 8. Music at start at 10. IMU Productions presents Twist and Shout, which is a Beatles tribute, and Strange Brew, which is a Canadian covers band. That's playing at the Backstage Lounge tonight. No minors for that one. $10 advance. 9 p.m. are the doors. SPM Music Biz in Shaftbury presents Southern Death Threat, My Worst Enemy, and Guests playing at the Buffalo Club tonight. No minors for that one. $10 at the door. $8 with a flyer. Doors are at 8 o'clock. Groovin' Fridays and Saturdays, Rob Reaver Quartet will be playing at Capone's Restaurant and Live Jazz Club. No cover for that one, and it's all ages, starting at 7:30 sharp. So check that out. Doors are at 5. The No Bollocks Events presents Chris Walter's book launch for Shouts from the Gutter, featuring the band's Alternate Action, The Zip Guns, and Last Remnants, which are all personal selections of and favorite bands of author Chris Walter, who is putting on the night to celebrate the launch of his brand new book. Very damn good writer. He calls himself a punk writer, and there's no more apt description than that for Chris Walter's writing. So check that out. That's happening tonight at the Cobalt. Doesn't have a start time for that, but you can bet it's going to be somewhere around 10. We also have the second annual Rock and Roll Riot featuring the Red Hot Lovers, the Starboys, and the Jolts. That's happening at the Media Club. No minors for that one. $10 at the door. Doors are at 9:30. The Hits, Motorama, and Junior Major will be playing at Pat's Pub tonight. Doors are at 8 o'clock. The music gets started at 10. Doesn't say how much it is. You can bet it's going to be probably around 10-ish. Magnetized Productions presents City of Envy, Billy Butcher, and Ashdown playing at the Pick Pub on Pender Street. No minors for that one. $7 at the door. 9:30, the music gets started. Doors open at 8. Addicts and Sailors, Fancy, and Prairie Cat are playing at the Railway Club. That's starting at 10:45. Doors open at 9. Radio Clash Records presents One Eye Jacks, the Easy Brothers, the Remedials, and Sarks at Video In Studios. All ages event. $7 at the door. Doors are at 7:15. There you are. You've been warned. Those are the gigs tonight in Vancouver. Anything I missed, 604-822-2487. Now, here's a brand new song from Pepper Sands from the brand new CD, Forest Strays. Here is the track called, well, it's an opening track called What I Really Need. Pepper Sands to start off this set of music on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
That made me love you, lose my locomotion. But it takes me holding a second to see that you're different to me.
close touch because we've been through so much. The first time we met, I knew I was in love. We talked all night, had everything in common. I knew once we bonded, we'd never be departed. I gave you my heart and I knew it from the start that you'd be the one till the end. My friend, my girl, my world, always there for me. Whenever there's a problem, you listen carefully. Your positivity, you're okay by negativity. You ease my stress with a kiss from your lips. You're the best and I miss you the most when on the road. So far away from home in a different time zone. I call you on the phone and I tuck you into sleep. It's hard to be alone when I'm gone a few weeks. Days drag, hours lag. Time moves slow but at the same time fast. We're gonna last and make it if we try. Cause you're one of a kind with an open mind. Till the day that I die, I'ma be by your side. Loving you every day of my life that I'm alive.
Pain is joy, tears are pain.
Never let you go.
Pain is joy, tears are pain.
Never let you go. I'll never let you go, you're my partner in this road. Together we are one as we walk under the sun. You always bring me up whenever I'm down. You're in my heart pound and when I'm not around, I carry you within my soul and when I'm cold, you always keep me warm in bed when we hold. You're my soulmate, destined to be together till the day that we depart from this earth for something better. This love letter I write, I recite as an expression of emotions that I hold inside. Little life sent from above, I dedicate this to you from my heart with lots of love. I'd never give you up, and that's a promise. What we've accomplished cannot be demolished. I've always been honest, and everything I do is for us, me and you. A future with clear and blue skies, and that's the truth. I don't lie, like all the other guys that kept passing you by. Actions speak louder than words, and it shows. Together we will grow till we're tired and old. Never let you go.
Pain is joy, tears are pain.
Never let you go.
Pain is joy, tears are pain.
Assume that you're somewhere.
Listening to the Canadian Way, we just ended off that set of music with something from a guy who's been kicking around the Vancouver music scene for frickin' ever. and he just won't go away, and we couldn't be happier that he doesn't, because whenever he comes back after a bit of an absence, he always brings with him an interesting hat full of music. We're talking about none other than Jason Zampano, of course, formerly of Superconductor and Zampano fame, as well as many other projects such as Vancouver Nights. And, well, quite frankly, the list goes on and on and on and on. This man's had his finger in many musical pots in this city. He is now going by the moniker of Jay Zampano. And his brand new CD, Living Room Recordings, can be found on the Power Tool Records label. I'm guessing that's probably his own label, because I haven't heard anything about that label before. But from Jay Zampano's debut CD under that moniker, that's like probably his like half dozenth album release that he's actually worked on as a main player. We heard the track, which is the opening track, called Sheep and Wolves. And before that, we heard a little bit of the hip-hop, which this particular track had kind of a weird Biz Markie kind of feel to it, to kind of pull in a non-Canadian reference. We heard something from a duo, hip-hop duo from Saskatoon called Akuma and Factor. And this one is from a compilation that we played a few months ago on the show and got some good feedback on, the Brockway Entertainment 2006 Canadian Rap Compilation. From Akuma and Factor, we heard the track called Never Let You Go. And before that, from Montreal's The Alley Dukes, their brand new CD is on Flying Saucer Records, and it's called Go Back to College. I think that's supposed to mean The Alley Dukes Go Back to College. Anyways, name of the track that we heard from The Alley Dukes is called Circular Motion. I don't even need to put a joke there, because that song pretty much makes its own joke. Just like dog food makes its own gravy. And before that, we started all off with a band from Vancouver, based out of Vancouver, that are originally from the Yukon Territory, of all friggin' places in the world to be from, and have carved out a nice little career for themselves. Got some much music airplay at one point with a particular track that they had on a mainstream release. They are back in independent territory, self-releasing their brand new CD called Forest Strays. From Pepper Sands, we heard the opening track from that CD called What I Really Need. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. It's currently just a little bit past 5 minutes after 7 in the evening, so that means less than a half hour, the home stretch, a.k.a., of The Canadian Way, before we throw it on over to African Rhythms with David Love Jones. So stay tuned for that. That should be kind of nice way to wrap up your Friday evening with. Beautiful weather to hear a little bit of the cool jazz and the hot blues. So stay tuned for that. David always does a bang-up job bringing you the best new and classic jazz and blues. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're going to get back to the music, because we got lots of stuff still lined up here in the program that I'd like to try to cram in the last 25 minutes, but time's a-wasting. Before I do, I just want to add a concert that I originally forgot to mention for tomorrow in the gig listings. Tomorrow at the Red Room, Saturday, May 12th, is the reunion tour of Teenage Head, if you're into the sort of 80s, early 90s. Sort of snot punk. Go and check it out. The Red Room, really weird venue to be holding something like that, but it's going to be a packed house. You can bet that there's a lot of people still digging that that late 80s Toronto punk scene. So I guess Red Room probably was a good call for that. But whatever, $20 at the door if you can spare it. I'm guessing most of their fans, whatever Teenage Head fans are remaining, can probably afford that. Everyone else will just be curious, and it'll probably sell out anyway. So there you go. You've been warned. Tomorrow at the Red Room is the Teenage Head reunion gig, so check that out. In the meantime, we are going to do another debut here on the Canadian Way. Another Vancouver band, Go Ghetto Tiger, from their brand new self-titled CD. We are going to be listening to the track called Tiger Park Motel. This is Go Ghetto Tiger, brand new material from them to start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
possibility. Maybe I quite need to sleep, quite feel this possibility.
Standing in the pain, to nothing. Keep my mind at ease. And all any let me be. You are interfering constantly. Believe me, Lenny, life's too much alone. And the only straight one in this business. Built it up and knocked it down 100 times. Now it's all mine, but so are you. Please tell me, was it worth it? Was it all I could do?
I could feel your touch, but it's still for me.
You are listening to the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Go! And you just heard something from a good little rockin' outfit here from Vancouver who's going to be playing tonight at Pat's Pub alongside White Rocks The Hits and Vancouver's Junior Major. We're talking about none other than Motorama from their brand new CD, Dirt Track Specialist, which can be found on the local label Last Chance Records. We heard the opening track from that CD called You'll Pay. Before that, we heard something from Halifax, actually a couple of Halifax, Nova Scotia bands. Right before Motorama, we heard from Dog Day. Two guys, two gals, and they make a hell of a racket, and boy, they're good. From their brand new CD, Night Group, which can be found on the Black Mountain Music label, co-released by Tom Lab. We heard the opening track from that one called Lydia, and before that, also from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Laura Peake and the Winning Hearts from the Just Friends Records release. From the Photographs, we heard the track called Oh Lenny. And before Laura Peake and the Winning Hearts, Kids on TV come from Toronto, Ontario. They are two guys, two gals as well. Their self-released CD is called Cock Wolf, and we heard the track that sort of mashes together the rock and the disco together, and the electronica. The name of the track is called Raw, Raw, Raw. Like Raw as in uncooked instead of Raw Go Team. Speaking of Go Team, we heard to start off that set from Vancouver's Go Ghetto Tiger from their self-titled release, which is due out imminently. I think it's next week it actually comes out. We heard the third track off of that one called Tiger Park Hotel. And there should be all sorts of CD release festivities happening next weekend for that one. I'll keep you apprised on next week's program about that one. So we're looking at about 5 minutes left in the program here before we throw it on over to African Rhythms. So we're going to get to something from Calgary, Alberta's Mark Davis from his two-part CD collection called Don't You Think We Should Be Closer? We're going to be playing a song that I think is pretty much summing up today's show. Saved by Radio, which of course is the label that the CD is on as well. Here is some Mark Davis to get this last set of music started here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
We were all born old, we could all die young, spend the best days of our lives undoing what we've done. Lies would be untold, our songs would be unsung. Spend the best years looking back at what we had become. This will be my last morning song. I think I'm right, but I might be wrong. But I believe in rock and roll. I've been saved by radio. We'll be right back.
drinks, I guess. I bet him he wouldn't drink any gas, and he did. Just to spite me, he did. And he stole my girlfriend. And he's so good at everything. And that's why she likes him. She does. She was raised right. Her mother tucked her in every night. And that's why she has good foresight. And that's why she knows it ain't quite right when he drinks gas. I bet him he wouldn't drink any gas, and he did. Just to spite me, he did. I know right from wrong. I know weak from strong. And she knows a lie from the truth. She says that'll do.
That just about does it for yet another edition of the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike, and before I leave you for tonight, hand it on over to African Rhythms. I'll just let you know the last two songs that you heard in that set. We started off with something from Calgary, Alberta's Mark Davis from his brand new double CD collection called Don't You Think We Should Be Closer, which can be found on the Saved by Radio Records label. We heard the track called Saved by Radio. And then from Milton, Ontario, we heard something from Donovan Woods, a four-piece out of that small city. From their brand new CD, which can be found on the Sunny Lane Records label, The Hold Up, we heard the track called He Drinks Gas. That does it for yet another edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Remember, myspace.com/Canadian Way, or go to the CITR.ca website, click on podcasts, and click on Canadian Way under Eclectic, and you can find all the past podcasts for the program. This is Spike signing off, reminding you to always buy Canadian, support your local music scene, catch a live gig or two. Remember, the Canadian Way is on every Friday evening, 6 to 7:30, and in 2 weeks, we will be having guests from the pack coming in, so stay tuned for that one. Stay tuned for African Rhythms with David Love Jones coming up in just a moment. Spike's out of here. Have a good weekend. Bye now.
Like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?